At their March 15th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education approved two new courses and one new educational program. Aaron Nair of the West Virginia Food and Farm Coalition explained the proposal to establish the farm-to-school program at each of the county schools. Nair said they have $11,869 available from a USDA grant for supplies and have applied to the Snowshoe Foundation for another $20,000. She suggested as an example that perhaps equipment for maple syrup production could be installed at PCHS. The board liked the concept and approved a memorandum of understanding with the West Virginia Food and Farm Coalition to encourage and strengthen existing youth in agriculture and procurement efforts. Justin Dilley asked the board to approve an Introduction to Land Surveying dual credit elective course in conjunction with Glenville State College. He said Pocahontas would be the only county in West Virginia offering this. The board voted to approve that course, which could also count as two college credits at Glenville State. Cammie Kesterson asked the board to approve a new business course, Career Work Skills Training, which would have both a classroom component and a workplace component. The board approved adding this class to the curriculum at PCHS. David Moore asked the board to provide a van for the use of the golf team and of other small school programs where nine or less students need to be transported to competitions or events. The board held the second and final public hearing on the 2022-2023 school calendar and approved that calendar. School cook Valerie Lambert addressed the board and asked if the current school cooks could be allowed to have some input into selecting the replacement for Laurie Doolittle, who is resigning as food service director for the schools. She also suggested that the board consider saving considerable money by purchasing food items from the USDA instead of from private companies. Mr. Beam recognized the winners of the Elementary and Middle School Young Writers Contest, who can be found in this story on our website. Mr. Beam also congratulated the PCHS Math Field Day team for winning the regional finals, and also Tracy Velach for being invited to speak about the Adventure Pocahontas program to the West Virginia Superintendent's State Conference this summer. Sarah Hamilton and Ruth Bland attended a teacher job fair put on by West Virginia State University and the University of Charleston. Hamilton spoke about this. She said there were 36 education students in attendance, and although other states offered more pay and better benefits, such as Maryland offering a starting salary of $60,000 for graduating teachers, plus a $25,000 signing bonus, still, eight students seemed very interested in Pocahontas County because of the Adventure Pocahontas program. In addition to approving the normal financial reports, the board took up the following miscellaneous items. The board approved an overnight trip for Mr. Dwayne Gibson and Mr. Justin Kerr, along with up to seven PCHS CTE students to travel to Fairmont State University from March 24th through March 26th to attend the Skills USA competition. They approved a list of 18 additional parent and community volunteers, which you can view on our website. They approved minor revisions to the school reentry plan, which are consistent with the West Virginia Department of Education's current mitigation strategies, and they agreed to remove the plastic carousels in the school cafeterias. They also approved the recommended service and professional personnel agenda, which can also be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.